In Westford this week, the Butterfly Place bulldozed its 3,000-square-foot atrium, which was decimated by a structural collapse a few weeks ago. The pavilion had been home to hundreds of exotic butterflies and moths for the past two decades. Now, its creator, George Leslie, is trying to transform the wreckage into a thing of beauty once again. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
George Leslie is 77 years old now, but he's been obsessed with the life cycle of butterflies since he was a kid.
I used to grow 200 or 300 monarchs every summer just for fun and let them go.
When Leslie was 59, he turned his hobby into a family business after reading about English butterfly houses. He bought 5 acres of land in Westford, where he designed and built a huge atrium made of wood, glass, and steel. Leslie then filled it with nectar-rich plants to feed up to 500 butterflies at a time. But 2 weeks ago, a major supporting beam cracked.
The roof fell in, that's all I heard. All I could think of was somebody's under that, yeah. It's all I thought of coming in the door. And I came in, and everybody was safe. And I think the first thing I came out of my mouth, I said, that's it, we're done. We're done. It's over.
Then Leslie alerted the Department of Agriculture, which provides permits for the butterfly place. Next, Leslie says he and his three employees grabbed nets to capture the delicate creatures that escaped.
We had monarchs, mourning cloaks, question marks, commas, some cabbage whites, which are very common, a number of local swallowtails, spicy.
They recovered as many as they could. Leslie estimates of the 200 or so that got out, 1 to 2 dozen got away. The rest were sent to another butterfly conservatory. Now, at Leslie's place, there's nothing but piles of dirt and broken glass because a bulldozer razed the wrecked atrium earlier this week. Still, the Learning Center and gift shop are open for visitors, which number about 40,000 a year.
This would be $5.30.
Leslie's daughter, Sylvia, runs the store. She remembers a childhood filled with winged things and says she's in shock over the collapse. All week, she's had to spread the word to schools that were planning to bring students in the fall.
And we really hated disappointing people. We had to call people this year, say, I'm so sorry. We don't know what's going to happen, so we can't have you arrange a bus and think you're going to come on a field trip. Same thing with our wedding ceremonies. I had a wedding scheduled. I had to call them right away.
Also, people planning birthday parties. Joyce Bedard of nearby Nashua celebrated her 5-year-old's birthday here last September. After hearing about the collapse, she brought pictures from the party to the butterfly place.
And the cake. Look at the cake. Did you see the cake?
No, I did.
That's a special.
See a butterfly.
They had a blast.
I mean a moth. Yeah. You see,
Bedard hopes owner George Leslie will rebuild his butterfly atrium.
My desire is to rebuild it. And if we can possibly do it, we'll do it. But we don't have any capital set aside to do anything like that. If we don't get it from insurance and donations, we don't do it. It's simple as that.
Leslie estimates it could cost more than $200,000 to construct a new pavilion, and he hopes to have answers in the next few weeks. But he says he has faith in the possibility of transformation.
I'd probably watch butterflies hatch 100,000 times, probably in my lifetime. That's probably not an exaggeration. And I still find it fascinating when a butterfly is about to come out of that chrysalis. I gotta watch it.
This change of form, or metamorphosis, from egg to larva to pupa to adult butterfly, is one of the great mysteries of nature.
If all goes as he hopes, George Leslie will be able to watch that metamorphosis in his transformed butterfly place sometime within the next year. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Let's now take a closer look at the insect's remarkable body.